if Putin can basically slaughter his Slavic brothers, sisters and cousins in Ukraine, why couldn't he do it in, say, Finland and Sweden? So maximize your security, and one way to do it is to join NATO. For NATO, this is a no-brainer. They're basically going to say, great to have you guys, welcome, thank you for finally joining us. You fit into this team like no one before. It's a win-win situation for Finland, Sweden, the Baltic Sea region, and for NATO. I don't think that NATO has ever or will have ever accepted two countries that are more NATO compatible. One of the strongest combinations of an air force, a ground force, and then, of course, a navy. We're not that concerned about what the consequences of Finland and Sweden joining NATO. I mean, of course, there will be intimidation. So we'll see activity in the hybrid cyber and information space. We heard Medvedev say, we're going to move nuclear weapons to the Baltic Sea region if Finland and Sweden join NATO. Well, we know that they're already there. So, you know, this is the type of stuff that we are very prepared for. Russia is a nostalgic power. It has this sort of feeling that the world is out to get it, that it will be attacked, and therefore it needs to defend itself. We've always been quite good at understanding geography and history. Geography we can't change, so we have the 1,300 kilometer border with Russia, but history we can nudge in different directions. So we're doing that now with NATO. Finland has been a fairly reliable partner with Russia. And by that I mean to say that, you know, we've always had very tight, tough relations. We want to cooperate with Russia. We want to bring them into the community of law-abiding nation states. But at the same time, we're realistic. That's why we have a huge, huge standing army and spend 2% of our GDP on defense. Finnish NATO membership is only about Finnish security. It is not away from anyone else. And I think this reflects our sort of thinking on foreign security policy, which is not zero sum. So us joining NATO is not someone else losing. And I think, and I hope that the Russians also understand this.